Welcome to the Forgotten ECE, the show where before and after school educators, summer camp and PD staff and CYWs have a place where they are seen, heard, and valued. I'm your host, Jamie Wagler, and I am so excited you're here. Welcome to the Forgotten ECE. I'm your host, Jamie, and today we're diving deep into a crucial topic for early childhood education, the power of play. Specifically, we're going to explore how play significantly impacts the development of children age 4 and older and why it's often more effective than traditional desk learning. Play isn't just fun. Hard to believe, I know. It's fundamental to healthy development. It supports physical, cognitive, social, and emotional growth. And let's just take a little look and break down at the different dimensions of play, enriched with the documented facts and research, just so anyone who's skeptical or who's like, no, desk learning is the way to go, just so you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. So first, there's some different types of play. Free play. That is unstructured, child-led, where children make their own rules and decision. Research published in the American Journal of Play indicates that free play actually fosters creativity and problem-solving skills. And children who engage in free play are better at thinking outside the box and developing innovative solutions. Okay, pause for a second. Picture our world today. Every good thing about our world had to come from an out-of-the-box thinker. No one who was thinking inside of the box developed the sphere in Vegas. Okay, have you seen that thing? There's no way an in-the-box thinker developed that. No offense to in-the-box thinkers, I guess I would say. Okay, two, structured play. It involves guided activities. This type of play can teach specific skills. It's essential for children to have ample time of free play, but a study from the International Journal of Play found that children learn best when they can balance structured activities and free exploration. And then you come to social play. This type focuses on interactions with peers, and research from the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatrics shows that social play helps develop communication skills, cooperation, and emotional regulation, which we know are essential for building healthy relationships. And these are all things that children need to grow up and be healthy adults with. We need to have communication skills. We need to have cooperation. We need to have emotional regulation. And then there's some documented benefits of play for children specifically age 4 and older, like cognitive development. A study published in Child Development found that children engaged in imaginative play exhibit greater cognitive flexibility. That is crucial for problem solving. And play helps children learn concepts such as cause and effect, spatial awareness, and even basic math skills through hands-on activities. I suck at math. And I was told once that everyone could be good at math. And I don't know if that is true specifically because I feel like I'm not really great at math, but it's fine. I did have a really amazing math teacher in grade 9, and I think grade 10, who actually was the first math teacher ever to be actually able to teach me anything. But that's because it was a hands-on approach. It's because he taught me the way I learned best, which no one did before then. My elementary school years sucked because math was awful. Well, actually, it sucked for a lot of things, but math specifically, awful. And I think it's important that we'll talk about this in a little bit, but that we meet children where they're at. And this is how we engage them in learning. I'm not saying math's not important. Sure, it's important. I am saying that we do have technology that does 90% of the math for you these days, but math is still important. And the concepts that we need to know are important to learn. And there's better ways to teach it than standing at the front of the room speaking at children. Get down to their levels. Play. Make it a game. I also had a teacher in grade 6. Oh my gosh. I shouldn't be telling the story because I still don't understand it. And it's so embarrassing. So actually, if anyone listening understands the game and wants to tell me, that'd be cool. It was some kind of rolling dice game, and you rolled these dice, and then you had to say how many polar bears there were. I feel like I'm actually getting it wrong, but anyways, it was fun. It was like, oh, was it fun? I guess it was fun for the people that got it. Anyways, you rolled these dice, and then there was certain dice laying down, and then you'd count the polar bears. I have no idea the trick. And I mean, actually, I could probably Google it. But anyways, I don't know the trick. So if anyone knows that game or the trick, cool. But the point is that I remember these things because it was through play, because it was a game. I don't remember the teachers talking up at the board and telling me how to multiply or divide or do arithmetic. What's the word? Algebra. I remember the times that it was fun. I remember the pattern pieces that we had to put together to make patterns. I remember the things that were engaging. Another important developmental aspect of play is emotional development, because play provides a safe space for emotional expression. Research actually indicates that children involved in dramatic play, such as role-playing different characters, are better at understanding their own emotions and empathizing with others. A study done by the University of California, Berkeley, found that children who play together show improved emotional intelligence and self-regulation. These are all incredible things that children learn. If there's one thing I know for sure, the world needs more empathy, more taking consideration of others. And this is a great topic that can be learned through play. Looking at physical development, activities like running, jumping, and climbing enhance both gross and fine motor skills, no surprise there. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, active play is crucial for maintaining a healthy weight and developing coordination. The CDC emphasizes that physical play can lead to improved fitness levels and stronger foundation of lifelong health. Children will learn a love of being active when they're younger. Social skills. The social skills are incredible that they learn. Children will be able to learn negotiation, sharing, and resolving conflicts during social play. There's so many people that don't know how to resolve conflicts now. Oh my goodness, there's so many. And a study from the University of Minnesota found that children who engage in regular social play exhibit enhanced social competence and better friendship skills as they grow older. We as adults should be playing more, specifically to learn these things that we may lack in, like negotiation or sharing or resolving conflicts. The last thing I kind of wanted to touch on before we talk about real world applications is learning through play versus the traditional desk learning. I'll call it traditional desk learning, but like I'm talking classroom, sitting at desk, teachers barking at the students, no offense, and students having to grasp an understanding from that perspective. Research actually shows that children learn more effectively through play compared to these traditional desk methods. And a landmark study published in the Journal of Early Childhood Research Quarterly found that children who engage in play-based learning demonstrated higher levels of engagement and better retention of the knowledge compared to those who learn in a more conventional classroom setting. Active experimental learning allows children to connect concept to real-life situations, making the learning process more meaningful and enjoyable. Think about when you're learning something new at your job or at work. It's hard getting told what to do rather than getting shown, being shown. It's hard to be explained to or talked to be taught. It's so much easier if you're enjoying it. I remember as a kid trying to make fun games or do fun songs when I had to memorize stuff for tests. I hate tests. Tests is another topic that we could talk about another day. I don't think tests are valuable at all, but it's fine. Another day, another topic. But the point is that we learn better when it's enjoyable. We learn better when it's made for us, when it's fun. When we have an interest, I want to stress that children have to be interested in what we're showing them. And there's ways. We are creative people. We are so smart. Early childhood educators are literally geniuses because we know how to get down. We know how to connect to the children in ways that others don't. And by making those connections, by learning and watching and observing on what children are interested in, and then creating games and activities that not only teach them math concepts or language concepts or science concepts or creative concepts, we do that just by observing children. We just watch and see and then create these crazy things to help them. That's incredible. We're incredible. You right now listening to me, you are incredible. All right, I'm going to explain how we can harness the power of play into our educational settings a little bit. So stay tuned for some practical tips. Obviously, first, creating a play-friendly environment. So you're ensuring your spaces are safe and conducive to various types of play. Environments should promote exploration, foster creativity, and holistic learning. I know that one of the challenging things of before and after school programs is the spaces. Utilize what you can to set up the space. If you can get functional trolleys that can be used for more than one thing, that's great. Like carrying your supplies, but also as a tabletop. Or if you can utilize floor space, or if you're in a library, if you could utilize the tables for tabletop games. There's all these sorts of things you can do. It takes work. And you know what else it takes? It takes community. By talking to each other and seeing what each other is doing. And this is what I want to build so much with the Forgotten ECE, is that we have a community of educators that can bounce ideas off each other. We are the experts, us in it. The educators that are in it every day are the experts. And there's no better person to learn from than each other. I also want you to put a focus on imaginative play. Provide diverse props and materials that inspire creativity. Simple items like cardboard boxes can become anything, like a spaceship or a house or even a castle. And this kind of play, we know, enhances cognitive and social development. So it's important. And I know we get to a certain age where we're like, do children really want to dress up? Or where are we going to put this stuff? Or we have no room for it. But it's such a vital part of play, is building these imaginations. I can speak from personal experience that my imagination is dwindling. I used to be so creative, and I used to be so enlightened by creativity, I would say. And then we get things like Pinterest or ChatGPT or CPT, it's GPT, right? Anyways. And all of these ideas that you can find online, I don't have to think for myself at all, hardly. I mean, sometimes I do, but there's so many things out there to help us. And it's important that children have these creativity, because that's how they'll become these out-of-the-box thinkers that we need in the world today. I also want to end on being an active participant. I know it's hard as a before and after school educator to actually engage and play with the children, because sometimes they don't want you to play. Sometimes they have their own thing going and you don't want to interrupt. But it's important to join in, because studies show that adult involvement can enhance learning experience by asking open-ended questions, by encouraging children to elaborate on their ideas and strategies. All of these things contribute to children thinking and being more creative and engaging more in the play that's happening around them. In conclusion, play is an essential aspect of childhood development that supports multiple domains. And as educators and caregivers, we should be celebrating and nurturing this powerful tool. Prioritize play, because we're not just allowing children to have fun, we're helping them grow into well-rounded, capable, competent individuals. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Forgotten ECE. I hope you've gained some valuable insight into the vital role of play. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share it with others who might benefit. Until next time, remember, happy learning, advocate for yourself, and embrace the power of play. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, amazing listeners, for your support. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @MissJamie_RECE. Give a star rating and leave a review. Have something you want to hear about in relation to before and after school programs or full day summer camp? DM me or comment. Again, thank you so much, and happy learning.